Corporal Guthrie moved over to join her, giving Hawk and his axe a wide berth.
The Sorcerer Domain has been a resident of Mulberry Crescent for years. Always quiet and polite, never any trouble. But about 3/4 of an hour ago, he suddenly appeared at a window on the upper floor of his house and started screaming at people down in the street. We don't know about what. Everybody who was in the street at that time is dead. According to one eyewitness who watched from his window, Domain just lashed out with his magic for no reason, killing everyone in sight. Now, no one's dared leave their houses since. We sealed off the crescent at both ends and evacuated the houses farthest from Domain, but we daren't get too close for fear of starting him off again. A doctor went in a while ago under a white flag to check the bodies, just in case there was anyone alive. There wasn't, so he approached Domain's house to try and reason with him. The Sorcerer told the doctor he wanted to be left alone and that he'd kill anyone who tried to interfere with him.
I'd like to talk to this doctor. He might be able to tell us all kinds of useful things.
I don't think so. Domain destroyed his mind. All he does is repeat the Sorcerer's message over and over again.
Damn! Let's just take the bastard out. Storm can protect us with his magic, and Hawk and I will go in and carve him up. It'll be a pleasure.
It's not as simple as that. Domain has a hostage. Susan Wallinder, 21 years old. She was Domain's lady friend. We have reason to believe she wished to end the relationship and had gone to his home to tell him so. It would appear Domain took this rather badly. He's threatened to kill her if she tries to leave, or if we send anyone in after her.
You know the city's policy on hostages. They're expendable.
Yes, ma'am. But Susan Wallinger is Counselor Wallinger's daughter.
Ooh, that's going to complicate things.
Hawk nodded grimly. Counselor Wallinger was one of the leading lights of the Conservatives, and his many businesses helped to provide a large part of the party's funds. No wonder the council called in the SWAT team so quickly. They were expected to save the hostage as well as take out the sniper. Hawk looked out over the corpse-strewn street and his mouth tightened. From the sound of Domain's mental state, anything might set him off again, and next time he might not limit himself to the people in plain sight.
We have a standard routine for handling hostage situations.
Winter looked hard at Hawk and Fisher.
And we're going to follow it here by the numbers. I don't want either of you doing anything without a direct order from me first. Is that clear?
Oh, sure.
I'm not unfamiliar with your reputations, captains. Common belief has it that you're as dangerous as the Black Death and about as subtle. You'll find we do things differently on the SWAT team. Whenever possible, our job is to resolve a crisis situation without resorting to violence. 9 times out of 10, we get better results by talking and listening than we would if we used force. MacReady is our negotiator, and a damned good one. Until he's tried everything he can think of, and they've all failed, no one else does squat. Is that clear?
And if he does fail?
Then I'll unleash you in Hawkenbarber, and you'll go in after Domain under Storm's protection. But that's as a last resort.
Winter looked at Corporal Guthrie.
You'd better get back to your people and tell them what's happening. I'll be sending Mac down to talk to Domain in a few moments. Tell everyone to get their heads down and keep them down. Just in case.
The corporal nodded jerkily and hurried off into the rain. Hawk stared after him.
Huh, nice uniform. Vermilion and green. Cute.
Winter's mouth twitched.
Maybe he just wants to be sure he can be seen at night. All right, Mac. Let's do this by the numbers, nice and easy. Your first job is to persuade him to let the girl go. Promise him whatever it takes. Counselor Wallinger will make good on practically anything, if it will get him his daughter back safe and sound. Once she's safely out of the way, then you can concentrate on trying to talk him down.
MacReady looked at her steadily.
Assuming he won't give up the girl, which has priority? Getting her out or getting him down?
If it comes to that, the girl is expendable. How do you think I sent Guthrie away before I briefed you? Now get going. We're wasting time.
MacReady nodded and headed unhurriedly down the street toward Domain's house. Hawk looked sharply at Storm.
Aren't you going to give him any protection?
He doesn't need any. He's protected by a family charm. Magic can't touch him, swords can't cut him, and drugs won't poison him. You could drop him off a 10-story building and he'd probably just bounce. And at the same time, the charm doesn't allow him to use any offensive weapons, which is just as well, or he'd have taken over the whole damn country by now. As it is, he makes a damned good negotiator.
The street next to MacReady exploded.
Ugh, Judas Priest!
Hawk held up his cloak as a shield, and it was all over in a few seconds. Hawk slowly lowered his cloak and looked around him. None of the others were hurt. Fisher had her sword in her hand, glaring about her for someone to use it on. She looked down the street, and her eyes widened. Hawk followed her gaze. MacReady walked steadily on. He looked almost bored. Eventually, he came to the third house from the end on the left and looked up at the top floor. A dark shape showed briefly at one of the windows, then disappeared. MacReady pushed open the front door and walked inside. Winter stirred at Hawk's side.
Well, if nothing else, I think we can be fairly sure that Domain knows he's coming.
It was quiet inside the house, out of the driving rain, and MacReady paused in the gloomy hallway to take off his cloak and hang it neatly on a wall rack. A woman's cloak already hung there, barely damp to his touch, presumably Susan Wallinger's. He looked around him. All was still.
Well, hello, Domain. Guess what? I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to win your trust and then abuse it. I'm going to persuade you to give up your hostage and come down peacefully so that we can put you on trial, find you guilty, and execute you. I won't tell you that, of course. I'll tell you comforting lies and make you think they're true. And why? Because it's my job, and I'm good at it. And because I get so horribly bored waiting to die that outwitting kill-crazy lunatics like you is the only fun I have left.
MacReady made his way up the marble stairs, making no attempt to be quiet. He wanted Domain to know he was coming. If the sorcerer thought he was sneaking up on him, he might panic and harm the girl. MacReady shook his head in mock disapproval.
Nah, can't allow that.
Getting the girl out alive was part of the game, and he didn't like to lose. He stepped into the dimly lit hallway at the top of the stairs, bracing himself mentally against any further sorceress attacks, but nothing happened. MacReady saw a door at the end of the hall with a light showing around its edges. He started toward the door, and it flew open suddenly as Domain lurched out into the hall. His robe of sorcerer's black hung torn and ragged. Dried blood covered his sleeves and hands. He stood tall, painfully thin, and barely into his early 20s. His face was deathly pale, split almost in two by a wide death's head grin. His eyes shone wide and staring. They didn't blink often enough. He shook with suppressed emotion, ready to lash out at anyone or anything that seemed to threaten him. MacReady stayed where he was and smiled calmly at the sorcerer.
Stay where you are! One step closer and I'll kill her! I will!
I believe you. I'll do whatever you say, Sir Sorcerer. You are in charge here. My name is John MacReady. I've come to talk to you and Susan.
You've come to take her away from me?
No, I'm just here to talk to you, that's all. You've got yourself in a bit of a mess, Domain. I'm here to help you find a way out of it. The authorities have promised not to interfere. Now you just tell me what you want, and I'll tell them. There must be something you want. You don't want to stay here, do you?
No. No, something bad happened here.
Domain's gaze turned inward for a moment, and then the crazy glare was back in his eyes, as though he couldn't bear to think about what he'd seen in that moment.
I'm getting out of here, and Susan's coming with me. I'll kill anyone who tries to stop us.
Yes, yes, Domain, we understand that. And that's why I'm here. We don't want any more deaths. Could I speak to Susan? Perhaps between the three of us, we can come up with a plan that will get both of you out of the city without anyone else having to be hurt.
The sorcerer studied him suspiciously for a dangerously long moment, and then jerked his head at the open door behind him.
She's in here, but no tricks. I may not be able to hurt you, but I can still hurt her. I'll kill her if I have to keep her with me.
I'll do exactly as you say, Domain. You just tell me what to do. You're in charge here.
Blood spattered the walls and pooled on the floor. Dark footprints showed where Domain walked unheedingly through the blood. The corpse of a young woman stood, unsupported, in the middle of the room, her head hanging limply to show a broken neck. Her eyes were open, but they saw nothing. Blood had run thickly from her nose and mouth and dried blackly on her neck and chest. Flies buzzed around her. MacReady wondered briefly if she'd died before or after Domain lost his mind. Domain turned to the dead woman.
It's all right, darling. Don't be frightened. This is John MacReady. He's just come to talk to us. I won't let him take you away. You're safe here with me.
The corpse walked slowly toward him, her head lolling limply from side to side. The corpse stood beside the sorcerer, and he put a comforting arm around its shoulders and hugged it to him. MacReady smiled at them both, his face open and guileless.
Ah, well, hello, Susan. It's nice to meet you. Well, the first thing I have to do is report back to my superiors that you're alive and well, and with domain of your own free will.
Of course she is. We love each other. We're going to be married, and nothing will ever part us. Nothing.
Domain's gaze became troubled for a moment, as though reality nudged at his mind. But the moment passed, and he smiled fondly at the dead woman, animated only by his magic.
Don't worry, darling. I won't let them hurt you.
Is there anything you want me to tell the authorities?
The response would tell him a lot about what was going on in the madman's mind.
Yes. Tell them to go away and leave us alone. Susan and I will be leaving here soon. If anyone gets in our way, I'll kill them. Tell them that, John MacReady.
Of course.
MacReady bowed formally.
May I go now, Sir Sorcerer?
Domain dismissed him with a wave of his hand, all his attention fixed on the dead woman at his side. He took the woman in his arms, and they danced together to music that had been their song once.